Good afternoon, John Loretta, WNIR News. Brought to you by the Streetsboro Flea Market at the Streetsboro Plaza on Route 303, just off Route 14. Right now, they're having a huge recliner sale. They have every type and style with more than 50 different recliner models available. And brought to you by Martinoff Home Solutions. Is your AC having a meltdown? Keep your cool with Martinoff Home Solutions. For expert AC repair or replacement, visit MartinoffHomeSolutions.com. A 19-year-old is dead and a 27-year-old man in custody after a shooting last night in Akron. Police arrived at Callis Oval to find a victim with multiple gunshot wounds. He was sent to Akron General Medical Center and pronounced dead. His name has not yet been released, but police have arrested and charged Demir Simmons in connection with the shooting. They also retrieved the firearm believed to be the weapon used in the shooting. Police say the victim had been in an altercation with another man earlier in the day. Simmons, aware of the incident, and did approach the victim on Callis Oval. This is an active investigation. Anyone with information is asked to contact Akron Police Detective Bureau 330-375-2490 or 330-275-2TIP. A 16-year-old boy wanted two suspects wanted in connection with a deadly shooting in Canton. The teen charged with murder and the death of 19-year-old Jordan Horton of Canton, who suffered a gunshot wound to the back and pronounced dead at the scene. He was found at a parking lot on Allen Page Drive. Canton detectives identified two suspects of the shooting. An arrest warrant issued for 25-year-old Jason Singletary of Canton, charged with complicity to commit murder. Anyone with information is asked to contact Canton Police at 330-489-3144. A 79-year-old man is dead after a wrong-way crash on Route 30 in Tuscarawas County. Webster L. Blankenship, the deceased. Troopers report Blankenship driving the wrong way in the westbound lanes around 8:45 a.m., where he struck a vehicle head-on. He continued moving east in the westbound lanes and was hit by another vehicle. Blankenship transferred to Altman Hospital, where he died of his injuries. The driver of the first crash, a Canton woman suffering serious injuries, but authorities say she is expected to survive. The driver of the second vehicle was not hurt, and that crash remains under investigation. For local news anytime, go to WNIR.com. WNIR weather, we're under a heat advisory until 8 o'clock tonight. Sunny, high 95, heat index around 99, down to 73 tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 92. Currently, it's 91 degrees at the Talk of Akron, WNIR.